Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The 2-2 pitch, hit in the air and right, back by the wall, Perez, that one's gone! What has gotten into these Cleveland Guardians? Bo Naylor, a three-run homer!
Sean McDonough, Bo Naylor for Cleveland. You can't hear a word, right? Like, this often happens. We can't make out a word of the broadcast anymore. It's just... And his voice has a way of sort of meeting the pitch of the crowd. Like he has to, his voice will crack because he wants to be above the crowd, which I don't understand. Like why, like the great announcers never needed to do that. They have microphones and like, just turn it up. I don't need to yell, but it's like Chris Fowler is always yelling and McDonough is always yelling, which, you know, I get it. You have to have energy, but you can't even hear him. Like just, I don't know. If I were he, I would probably blame someone else. For that. But Cleveland wins, so that series is 1-1. It's also 1-1 here, or did the Cubs not score? I don't think they scored.
I don't think they did score. I think it's still 1-0 Padres here. What do we got? Top five.
Top five. The Padres took Dylan Cease out in the fourth to get lefty-lefty against Pete Crow Armstrong, which is interesting. Like Cease, like they probably wanted him to go long in this game. But they can also use him tomorrow now, I guess. I'm thinking that might be what they told him when they pulled him in the fourth, up 1-0 and 2 on. But it worked out. I'm the manager of the Padres, by the way.
Oh, wow, cool.
Mike Schilt.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's also me. Because if you say it like that, you don't even really know what you're saying. You're saying Mike Schilt.
Oh, okay, sure. You mentioned that yesterday, and I didn't know if you thought there was a resemblance or what was going on.
I mean,
it's great.
Gray hair and glasses.
He's got a Mike cap on. He's not wearing a visor. I don't know.
Maybe he does in sort of. He's not allowed to in this.
Right.
Maybe he does in regular life. Maybe he wears a visor. I listen to audiobooks, podcasts to fall asleep, and sometimes I don't remember to put the clock on, so I'll wake up hours later and it'll still be going, or a different one that my phone thinks I would like will still be going. And I've listened to the same 10 books and podcasts because only certain, I don't want to listen to one that I've not heard yet because I'm going to fall asleep. So I pick the same 10 or so shows and books to fall asleep to. And I'm feeling like I'm probably on somebody's list. Like, why am I listening to Fiasco Benghazi every night or something? Like, why is it always Leon Neyfakh? What is this guy? Is this guy a psycho? Who is this guy out there? Because you know you're being sort of tracked. And so somehow I found a podcast which is all like retro sports games.
They're giving you like the audio of famous games?
Not even famous games.
Just old games.
Almost random games.
Okay, wow.
The other day it was a 1972 Yankees game. Yankees radio broadcast. Messer, White, Rizzuto.
All right.
Who, by the way, were a great team And part of that, I think, is because they all sound different.
That's important.
I think that's important.
Yeah.
So these are what I'm listening to. And there was one last night from 1950, which was Red Barber. And he just, so he's responsible, real quick, he's responsible for weaving in commercials for Post cereal. Like, and somebody hit a home run and it's like, oh, that's a case of Sugar Crisp. Like, I didn't know it was so.
Right.
Like, I thought maybe like on the, like, you know, when the inning's over, you'd have Red Barber talking about cereal.
Yeah, it feels like, I think we act like. All the commercials we do during postgame, for example, the different reads and all the sponsored stuff, or, you know, really anything, is like, that's a new phenomenon, right? Like, every,
right.
Like, there's 4 minutes left in the game. It's brought to you by Verizon. Like, that kind of stuff happens all the time in sports now. But hear it happening in 1950 with Red Barber is pretty sweet, like, in the flow of the game.
I know. It's so rampant, and it's super annoying if you're paying attention. Like, the Yankees. I listened to the Yankee broadcast last night for a bit, and the cleanup hitter is sponsored by a cleaning service.
Wow, yeah.
You know, the cleanup hitter is brought to you by... No, the cleanup hitter exists in every game. Nobody's bringing that to me. Baseball is bringing that to me, not Joe Cleaning Service.
Right.
But, you know, that's what they do. But, yeah, that's exactly. 1950.
Right, it was there. Yeah.
It was so there. The Sugar Crisp home run.
I love it.
Chris is with us. Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys. How are you? I enjoy the show.
Thank you.
So you're welcome. My first thing is just to put something on your betting board, possibly. There is a parlay for the remainder of the season. Will the Bills benefit from a roughing the punter penalty in the fourth quarter
again,
and get an interception to help them win? So I think that would be interesting. But the other one is Greg Rousseau. So Greg Rousseau signs a huge contract in March, big money. Looked at his stats from last year. I think he had 53 total tackles and 8 sacks in the regular season. And right now, he's on pace to have 32 total tackles and 2 sacks. So I don't know him personally, but sometimes I worry in sports when you get that big contract, do you lose motivation to perform? And I hope that's not the case. I mean, it's 4 games. But, you know, I'm just a little concerned about Groot.
I think your concern about his performance is correct. I mean, I guess I share your concern. I also don't know him. I don't like assuming that a guy is just, you know what, not working as hard, not trying as hard, doesn't care as much because he got the big bag of cash. I know, I'm sure it has happened. I'm sure we've watched it happen with guys on teams we love. But I never want to assume that it's happening. He's underperforming. I have very infrequently noticed him in these games. I just don't think he's doing. I don't think he's doing a lot. He might have a. He might be beating his guy enough to have a respectable pass rush win rate or something. I don't know, but I just don't. To me, he's a ghost. If you told me, hey, I just found out Greg Rousseau didn't play in those games, I'd go, that checks out. Like, really? I watch closely. I mean, it's my job. I just don't think I'm getting much there right now. So that's something that I think needs to get off the ground here. You know, he didn't get a crazy he got a big extension from the Bills, but he did not get like a market rate defensive end free agent to be contract. I mean, he's it's a lot of money, but it's not like he's not at the top of the class or anything, or even near it really. I think he's around 20. Which guys at the top are, there's a lot of room between the top 40-ish and down to him. So he got paid. He needs to do more, I'd say. Their pass rush in general, I think, needs to do more.
For me, sacks are a quarterback stat, and they're not in games where they're way ahead. I'm not sure how many of his, what did the caller say, 8 sacks last year came with leads or even big leads?
I think three, if not three and a half of them came in one game, like the first game of the year.
Well, there's that too. I mean, there's a lot of randomness in that. And this is just to add to the conversation. Not everybody swears by the PFF grades, but you're familiar with Nick Benito of Denver?
Mm-hmm.
So did I see today that he has six pressures in every game so far? Like, this guy has become, I think everybody's on board with Nick Benito as like a star edge rusher. 19th among edge rushers in PFF. Rousseau is 17th. By PFF, he's doing just fine.
That's why I said the
just
thing about
stats.
That's why I said his
holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Win rate might be good, and I just don't. I feel like maybe I'm guilty of the new guy catching my attention, but I feel like I see Bosa threatening the backfield a lot more than I see Rousseau threatening the backfield.
Bosa is seventh, by the way, and Rousseau is sixth in rush defense, which is not something you're going to see in those stats either. Tackles, I guess, sometimes, but
yeah,
I'm not worried. Thanks, Chris. Here's Bill next. Hi, Bill.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Hey, stop me if I'm wrong or you already talked about this, but James Cook with the smelling salt, you could tell when he runs every single time because he'll be lined up, sniffing the salt, throws it to the side, it hits the ground, and he gets the ball. I noticed it two games ago, but then last game especially, go back and look at each drive. I mean, I'm sure they noticed it or someone's talked to him about it. If not, it should be talked about.
What is this now? Is he using that on the field, or is he on the sideline using it?
On the field. No, yeah. On the field. It'll be lined up behind Josh, and you can tell if he's going to get the ball or not because he'll take that smelling salt, the little white thing, smell it, drop it to the side, and off he goes.
Ooh, I have not noticed
that. I have not noticed it. Zach is nodding along with Bill, the caller here. I have not noticed that.
Take a look at it. It's almost every single time.
If I remember on Sunday, I will look for it. But I have never thought of that before.
No.
The smelling salt thing is what? Teams can't sanction them or even provide them, but players can use them.
Can still use them, yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, there was a rule earlier in the summer that, the teams were no longer going to be allowed to just have them in the locker room for the guys.
That's how we are with beer. No longer does work give us beer to drink during the show. But if we bring our own.
Those were the days.
Oh, those were the days where there would just be a keg sitting in the corner. Is that something I can't even joke about? Am I in trouble even for making that joke? It's not true.
While
I think maybe if I were old, like as old as you and I are at this, I feel like our predecessors probably did have that.
I think that's probably right. There used to be. People used to tell stories about Rick Jeanneret having beers during the games in the press box at the Odd, way, way back. I don't know when that stopped, but I know, unless that's just, myth or something, but because I never saw it myself. I think it would have predated my being in the press box in the 90s. So yeah, it was a very different world.
So yeah. Oh yeah. I feel like all the great announcers were maybe buzzed, to be kind. Summerall?
Right.
Like, isn't that there's sort of the legend of Summerall?
It had to be a rocks glass right there.
Cosell?
Off camera. Like, there's no question about it.
Cosell was, like, famously, visibly or audibly drunk. And like, there's clips of this where you just know.
Yep.
There's one of him in Philadelphia, like, whatever, coming out of halftime or something, where he's just slurring his words and it's like, oh, my God. But maybe we didn't care 50 years ago. Maybe we liked that. I don't know. Here I am starting the segment complaining that I can't hear Sean McDonough because he's the same pitch as the crowd. And yet, well, maybe we could hear Cosell probably. He was just drunk. Maybe we liked that. Even if the words were slurred, you could at least tell it was him talking.
Right.
You knew he was talking. no laughing matter. Machado homered?
Yeah, two-run shot, 3-0 Padres.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Are you on them? I'm on them.
No,
again.
No.
Here we go.
I hopped on the Cubs when they were losing 1-0.
Oh, here we go.
So
I wish I hadn't thought of it. I was so annoyed yesterday.
Yeah.
I cashed out on the Padres, which was good, and you secretly bet them at this exactly when I did that.
I love secretly.
Well, you didn't. You didn't want me to know.
I didn't even think about you. I just did it. I really was not thinking, oh, Mike cashed out, let me bet them. I opened the app and I liked the number and I bet it. I really didn't think I was doing you any harm.
Did you have Boston? I had Boston.
Yeah, I had Boston, but I needed a
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I needed a
You
thing.
Can never just win on one
no,
game.
No, I can't. I don't want to win $12.
That was my yearbook quote. I have that Reds World Series ticket.
I'd rather lose 10 than win 12. I think that's my betting
motto.
I'd rather lose 10
than win 12.
That's
so good.
That's my betting
wait till Sam on Friday. Tell him that.
Oh, they know.
They do know.
They know.
They do know. Bet sweats. Davis Maddock was on this morning. You can check that out on the Odyssey app. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, back after this here on WGR.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.